Excuse me. Can I ask you something? It's Luke, isn't it?
Luke.
Luke.
No, not Luke. Luke.
Luke?
You want to ask me something or no?
No, forget it.
I forget already.
This is the thing. When we were taking off and you said all that stuff, did you mean it or were you just trying to make me angry? I mean, do I look like the kind of person who doesn't know how to have a good time?
You were how old when you lost it?
It? What it?
No, it, your flower.
My flower? Oh, I think flower is none of your business.
No, I ask you because, you know, some people, they rush toward the fateful moment. The body is bursting to discover. Others, they guard it like some precious gift and they wait and wait and wait.
You, I suppose, rushed.
Like a bull.
Yeah, I have a picture in my mind. It's very clear.
A young bull.
How young?
13.
13?
No, you are right. I was 12. Magda. She was a putain, a prostitute. She lived just outside of my town, just by a little bridge. She was not beautiful, but she had this mouth. Oh, there was another world waiting there. But I did not have the money for the kissing, only for the, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Well, to kiss a prostitute, it costs more. It has always been.
Oh, well. That makes sense. The kiss is so intimate. I mean, you could probably disconnect from everything else, but a kiss. Two people's lips together, their breath, a little bit of their soul. All I mean is that a kiss is where the romance is.
Oh, yeah, that is what I thought back then. So the next day, I stole 50 francs from my brother Antoine, and I went back and I kissed Magda for half an hour. It was very good. Mm-hmm.